With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Ironwood area has more than 30 inches of snow on the ground right now. It's a welcome sight after the last two winters. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with ABR Trails about the current cross-country ski conditions.
Groomers for the Anderson Bluffs and River Trails Foundation have been putting in hours of work to pack down and shape the cross-country ski trails. Right now, more than 40 kilometers of trails are groomed and ready for skiing. Operations manager Matthew Schruck says trail conditions are great, especially for the beginning of December.
We're being told that the conditions are perfect, that we have midwinter conditions. To be able to say that we have midwinter conditions before December even got to us is pretty amazing, to say the least.
After the slow start to the last two winters, Schruck says ABR has been working to make the most of any snow they get. Ahead of the season, they created a 7.5 kilometer early snow loop that is more level and has fewer branches overhanging it. ABR was able to open that loop for a single day in early November with about 5 inches of snow.
Sure enough, we had a few dozen skiers out that day. They enjoyed it. And unfortunately, that stint of snow didn't quite persist, but that's okay. That's part of early snow. You take it when you can and you enjoy it when you can't.
ABR Trails Foundation is currently raising money for phase two that will allow them to extend that early snow loop.
We're very excited to just continue to make our trails that much better. And if we can make them not only better for skiers and in how they enjoy them, but in the length of time that they can enjoy them, that's a win-win.
Fortunately, ABR doesn't have to depend on an early snow loop this season, as winter is off to a great start. Skiers have been hitting the trails since they opened last week.
People are having a blast here, and the ski community is just buzzing with excitement. We'd be happy to have everyone, and we're just overjoyed with the great start to a ski season.
This is the first ski season where the Anderson Bluffs and River Trails Foundation is operating the trail system after the previous owners, Eric Anderson and Angela Santini, donated the ownership to the foundation. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The city of Rhinelander would like to see the Oneida County Shop building on Kemp Street developed into something else. According to Mayor Chris Hannis, who is also a county supervisor, the county has been discussing what to do with the building. He told City Council the county has been going back and forth on whether to spend millions to improve the facility or relocate.
For me, this has kind of been a pet project because, one, it's an ugly facility to look at when you drive into Rhinelander. I'm going to be blunt. You know, that is the gateway from our airport. That is the gateway into our city. It is one of the major highways that show Rhinelander, and I don't want to look at a pile of sand or a decrepit building from the 40s.
That section of Kemp Street has multiple hotels, restaurants, and gas stations. Hannis says multiple groups have shown interest in the property. He believes redeveloping it could bring needed economic development to the city. It would also put the property back on the tax roll. Hannis presented a non-binding resolution to City Council to express the city's support in redeveloping the property.
It's just saying we want to work with you. We want to see this move forward. We'll let the county know that the city wants to be a partner. And they want to see, from a job point of view, from an economic development point of view, from a blight point of view, from a hazmat cleanup point of view, that the city wants to see this better.
The resolution passed unanimously. An Iron County ski resort will continue to operate after filing for bankruptcy as it struggles to survive due to recent winters with little snow. A federal judge granted interim approval last month for Whitecap Mountains Resort in Upson to use funds on hand to stay open. Wisconsin Public Radio's Danielle Kading brings us that story through the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
The ruling means season passes will be honored and employees will be paid. That comes after Midwest Skiing Company, which owns the resort, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company's president, Dave Jubin, said in court filings that Whitecap has been dubbed the snowiest resort in Wisconsin, but extremely low snowfall in recent years left it on the brink of foreclosure. Shannon Larson is an avid skier at the resort.
They've got their work cut out for them, but I think they can get there, you know, if people show up and ski.
During Wisconsin's warmest winter on record 2 years ago, snowfall at the resort dropped almost 90% from the previous year's total of 260 inches. The bankruptcy filing temporarily halts foreclosure proceedings. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin Public Media Newsrooms, including WUWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. A Democrat who served 4 years as Wisconsin's lieutenant governor and narrowly lost a 2022 U.S. Senate bid is running for governor in the battleground state. Mandela Barnes announced Tuesday he's joining the crowded Democratic field for the open race in 2026. Barnes enters with prominent name recognition and a statewide funding network. Republican U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany is the highest-profile Republican candidate, and he is a staunch supporter of President Donald Trump. Wisconsin is a politically divided state that elected Trump in 2016 and 2024 and Democrat Joe Biden in 2020. A celebration of the Hodag takes place this week at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. The school district of Rhinelander says the 132nd birthday party for the Hodag happens Wednesday from 3:30 to 6. The event itself is free, but there will be a charge for some of the activities. They'll also be hosting a youth entrepreneur market where students from the Rhinelander schools will be selling their products. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.